Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
K Diddy, what it do? It be a boy named Fix, reppin' Shadow Diamonds, Global ENT. I wanna give a shout out to I Am Indie Radio Station. Big up to all my independent labels, yo, getting that independent money. Hey yo, drop that next track.
Yeah, everybody, what's up? It's your boy K Diddy. Listen to I Am Indie, just a world movement thing. I come to you every Wednesday, same time. And what day is it? What day is it? What day is it? Hump day. That's what day it is. Today, we got a hell of a show for today. We got Sir Jinx. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be in the building shortly. Sir Jinx, producer extraordinaire, you know, West Coast Connection. Ice Cube, Ice Exhibit, Yo-Yo, on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? Too Short. Going to be joining us in a few minutes, you know, to tell us what's good, what he got going on, you know, in the industry today, what's new. It might even give you a sneak preview of something new, Sir Jinx. So y'all stay tuned and keep your ear right here. Don't go nowhere because he'll be joining us shortly. So, put your ears on this and tell a friend. Matter of fact, tell two friends while you're at it.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K. Diddy. Put me down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Tracks, phenomena. Just wanna welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Get a track.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
Lies must be deceiving me. I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she or her. Made me stumble on my words. Made me praise the Lord, hallelujah. But I'm not in church. It works. Lock your eyes with the master plan. Exchange of the names, leave the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instinct, that instinct. The sevens I'ma add, knew she had the qualities I'm looking for. Topping all the laughs that a man couldn't ask for more. Know she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material deficiencies ain't living in this girl's world. So of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid's got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen flies, you shouted girl, I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
I wanna add my things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much Visa swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, go buy the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish the assist, let me know what it is. I forever got you, I'm patient with patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose, so if you wanna win a baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin,
where my warriors at.
If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself, man, a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow, cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans.
Yeah.
We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. Nah, 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 nah. An young hashamika, ha ha, sesuli, serang hamnita.
Yeah.
He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California,
cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow, cause we got
weed for sale.
Yeah.
He's selling crack and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling dope and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling meth and they got him.
They got him.
Yup. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My west side connect, the king of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legalized marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow, cause we got
weed for sale. I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legalized marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow, cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Yeah, that's right. But they're going to figure out a way how to get the money anyway, like they normally do. Well, we back. You listen to your boy, K. Diddy, and you listen to I Am Indy, you know, the radio show for the independents, you know, doing what we're doing right now. We keeping the music business live, but don't tell the majors we really said that. Well, we're going to check and see if our guest is in the building with us right about now. Sir Jinx, you with us?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Yeah, hear you live and clear, brother. Everybody hear you around the world, you know.
Okay, what's up with you, bro? Man, it's good to hear your voice again, bro.
Man, it's good to even still be here, boy, with all this chaotic stuff that we going on and got going on in the biz nowadays. So it's good to still be here doing it, you know.
It's a blessing, you know. It's a real blessing to be able to do music from the heart and it gets accepted, rather than doing music of copying somebody and it gets accepted, you know. That's the blessing of my situation, is I did what I wanted to do and it got accepted, rather than me wearing a shirt and tie or whatever. And I don't know, but that wasn't successful for me. It was what I wanted to do, you know.
Well, you know, you came up in a time where everything was new and you know, there wasn't really too many people to follow, but, you know, you set the pattern for people to follow. But let's go back to the beginning, though. You know, for the listeners that may not know who Sir Jinx is, you know, I don't know how they could not know who you are, but for the ones that don't know who you are, let's give them a little background information on, you know, who you are. I don't want to sound redundant, but it's hump day.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the listeners probably remember me or remember the music that I created, you know, back in the Ice Cube days, you know, with the America Most Wanted record. That record had a real big impact on my career, you know, on what I wanted to do, the same thing I said before. And I did the Yo-Yo, You Can't Play on My Yo-Yo. That was a good situation with me and Yolanda. You know, I think, you know, congratulations. I think she just got married, so I'm throw that out there. And but it was a real brother and sister love with making that record. And I did the Ain't a Damn Thing Change with Dub C and Coolio, and to some of the people that know the history of Coolio knew that he got the deal from being on the Ain't a Damn Thing Change album, to which he went to do County Lines and all that. But he got the deal because he already was a rapper already, and he was
You didn't see us on Judge Joe Brown.
I don't know about his career before that. I just know
I'm talking about after that, me and Coolio was on Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, well, I never kept up with him. I'm just talking about how the listeners would know me and some of the impact that I also have brought to the music industry. And then I did the Cool G Rap environment. I'm probably one of the only West Coast producers at that time that produced an entire album by an East Coast artist. So I definitely have that. That's like the beginning. And the Exhibit situation, I help Exhibit with anything that he need. We got the 40 Days and 40 Nights album, the Restless album. So I'm one of those guys that's just a good team player. And I've been with a lot of teams that are successful, as well as classic artists, you know. And that's probably how they would know of me, as, you know, they know what I've done, but probably don't know me, like have my 8x10. But as long as you had the artist that I produced 8x10, then I felt like I was a part of that situation.
And you were. I think you were a good 50% of that situation. How do you feel that the industry has changed? I mean, you know, since you've been in it, since there's no more one stops, there's no more, stores on every corner. I mean, how do you feel like it's changed since you've been in it?
Well, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing for people that had the music industry cornered, and a lot of the record companies also had, you know, dibs on the technology of the time. So now you got to be kind of two people's friend to even get on. You have to have some way for the people to hear your music. That would be a record, cassette, But these record companies also were dealing with the manufacturers of this type of technology. So they had the industry corner to where in everybody's life, they say, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And that's what happened to the industry. So now I can't be mad that the number one thing that I wanted in that point is free now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't need a record store to get on. You don't need these other type of manufacturing. You don't need a cassette to get on. You don't need a LP to get on. So that takes a whole lot of money out of a person wanting to be successful, being able to accommodate all these different types of technology. So where now, excuse me, it's all in the internet. So now the internet and the computer is one thing. So that's a person. Nobody has control over the internet. No one does. Probably, yeah, the president, he could turn it off. But nobody has control over it to where now the music that you're hearing now are not being developed. So now everybody wanted to not have to deal with the record company. Nobody wanted to deal with this. Nobody said my manager did this. Okay, now you got it right in front of you. And now what do you do? Now you don't have 8x10s. Now you're not addressed. Now you're not developed. You're not developed, and you know we all see the stories of the Temptations and Four Tops and how they went from one point to the next point. We've all seen this happen, but in this genre, there is no development part. They have to start from day one. Soon as they put one record out, it has to be it. So I like that because I'm still a creative person and I can compete with any genre of music. I just love music. But I've seen how it made one person complain and then one person be happy. At first, those used to be separate. It used to be, oh, I wish I can get on. So now they got rid of the people that can stop you from getting on. You can do whatever you want to do, but now they still need that guidance. And then they never hit their part. They never hit their mark. There's nobody we know that does good without a coach. No one. Everybody has some type of system that makes something work. So the new artists with the computers and all that, dope. But now you're just one person. So now you take the bulk of everything that goes wrong. So if you don't know what to do, then you're probably doing it wrong. Because you're not being successful. You didn't just turn into Justin Bieber overnight. And Justin Bieber wasn't Justin Bieber. He had a whole unit, a bunch of people. He didn't just start making music and selling it for free and all this. He was made into an artist. He had to be developed, just like Usher had to be developed, just like Cube had to be developed. And a lot of these artists are not being developed, and they're just hearing the outcome, not the transition of the song.
Well, a lot of these new artists don't even understand the value of artist development and that the fact that they've even missed that.
Yeah, but once again, if it was never to you on being successful, you would never implement it in your struggle. You would just assume that you're quote unquote special. You don't have to do it. You real, you know. This is what artists think to themselves. Like, I'm real. I really went through this. But really going through a situation don't mean you're a dope lyricist or you're a dope writer or you can't tell the story right or you didn't get a punchline. You didn't make me laugh right there. And every misery, it has a little bit of funny because it's ironic. And that's what makes it funny, not you laughing at it. But some people don't know these type of ways of speaking or ways of doing rhyme. So now you're not being developed once again. And you assume shooting from the hip is actually what the people want to hear, and that is not what the people want to hear, not from a rapper.
Let me ask you a question, and it's all encompassing with the. I know you came from a younger generation than I did in terms of the entertainment, and I know you've dealt and worked with some of the biggest names in the hip hop and rap industry. And this is one question that I just really want to ask somebody. How do you feel? I know, like, the Grammys, the BET Awards, all the music video awards. I know in my era, all the entertainers dressed like entertainers. You knew who the Spinners were. You knew who the Temptations were. I mean, these groups, you know, they look like entertainers on and off the stage. And I noticed this new era of entertainers, they'll be out in the audience, you know, and they'll run up on the stage with 501s and wife beaters on it. I mean, what's your take on that in terms of performers?
Well, I don't want to just keep saying the same thing. Is they're not developed. It wasn't implemented in their program.
What about their managers and their labels and the people that got them to, say, the Grammys or the BET Awards? Don't they know better?
It's actually the sad part is actually all of them. They all in on it. They all think the artist is what he is, and he shouldn't abide by an assembly dressing, like a dress, like banquet oriented or award show feeling. You know, you from a time a little before me, but in my time, we wanted to keep it real with the, you know, with the LA Raider hats or whatever, you know.
Right.
But then we weren't invited a lot of the times because we wanted to dress like that.
Exactly.
You know, that's why a lot of the people are not invited, because they want you to dress like you're going, like what they want. They have a dress code, you know. Some people have a dress code, and if you're around these type of levels and it's an award show, awards should be happy. People can wear whatever they want. I could definitely give them that. But I do think, you know, well, I done been to funerals where I see guys in, so, like, this is a funeral. I thought you were supposed to dress up. So some people that wasn't implemented in their program to make that a day of celebration, today to get out of your career and come as a star. You know,
right.
You don't have to market what you do if you're a thug in the block and you good and whatever. You don't have to bring that to the award show. The award show will tell you when you're getting an award. But you don't have to bring your image to everywhere you go. I mean, at some point, it's not about you. It's about the award show. So coming in your own gear, mean like Kobe could come with his jersey on, you know. So,
yeah, in my opinion, I think that kind of devalued our award ceremonies, kind of like because of that, you know what I mean? It kind of took some of
I do understand why they do it. I understand why it's there, because the people haven't shown them that is going to hurt you in the long run if you don't confide to the award shows. They have a thing. You cannot bring your own game to the award shows, to the VH1, the American Music Awards, the Grammys, all these different situations. You have to come as a blank canvas and then let them do what they want to you. You can't come in with $20,000 million worth of jewelry on. You're going to be sitting in the back, because that's not the format of what they want the assembly to look like.
Wow.
But you don't, you know, you only see guys that dress with all the jury in a row that has somebody in front of them, you know, because that's just a cutaway. But the front line, even if I threw a hip-hop award show, I would let people wear whatever they want. And I'm saying, if you leave your ego at the door, then come with a nice dinner jacket, some slacks, or some nice cut jeans with some nice dress shoes just for this night. We can be on your night tomorrow night. We can wear the head down with the eye patch and the leg and a bandana. I wear that when you want me to wear it. But in my assembly, you cannot bring your own personal image, like, and trying to, you know, have picket signs above your head, like, you know. That's when you're not invited no more. So it's all good to, I mean, you let people make some of the mistakes they do, because it makes it room for somebody else that will play that role or be on, you know, on that kind of vibe. You know, if you know, I go out with a girl, I dress for the occasion, but that's just me. And you remember I said we already a couple of, you know, years apart, really. And that's how I feel. Some dudes feel they want to bring poverty to an assembly. Like, why would you talk about something else with your gear rather than be a part of what we're talking about? But you see, if I had a award show, that wouldn't let him in. It wouldn't happen. Not tonight.
I think they really need to work on that to get the luster and get that back to where, you know, people will want to participate. People will want to go. You know what I mean?
I DJ parties. I'm a DJ as well. I've been DJing for a very long time. I've been doing my own parties. I already have that mentality of, at least if it's a white party, we're white. Don't come with something else on, you know. So I understand how the award shows feel, because I've thrown parties and you my homie and you don't have nothing white, you know. So now you're using me to get on rather than doing what I asked you to do shouldn't take nothing away from your game. You can have all white on and still have game, but you're going to come up here in some jeans and a white, you know, and a blue top and a green jacket. You can't get in, bro. Go to Ross right quick and go buy some all white something. You have to, you know, you have to confide at something. So I've been doing, you know, I had clubs. I had strip clubs. So I know the military part about looking the part. So that when you said that really touched the nerve with me, because I'm on the other side, because I'm a DJ. I provide for the club. I want the club to look good. So if I'm DJing award shows and these guys got ties on, this dude with the white T-shirt, I'm not finna play a song. I'm a buy into the big band and the world that this is looking like, you know, the ambience of music that they want to listen to. They probably want to hear some white T-shirt anyway. But at some point, you can't bring your image to everywhere. That's the flat out end of it. You can't flex your image everywhere. You can't be in a dentist chair and be a rapper. You know, when you're on that deathbed, you ain't no rapper. You ain't got none of that on.
I was noticing, you know, you had the experience of hosting a BET's program. What was your experience like with that?
It was dope. When I dealt with the BET staff, it was kind of funny, because I met the senior guy that deals with deals with the basement. I met the senior in D.C., like the senior director or whatever. I don't know what they're called, but I met him in D.C. Then I went to Florida with Tash. I was DJing for Tash. And I met this other guy. The other guy is the dude in front of him. So they both talking to each other about, you know, my personality. And I met this dude named Jinx from L.A. And, you know, and then I hit the main dude, because I met him in D.C. And he was like, hey, can you come down? I'm like, yeah, I can come down. So when I came down, they scheduled me. I talked this up so much. They scheduled me for 6 shows out of me just saying I was coming. So that's 3 shows a day. Can you be there for 2 days? I'm like, yeah, I can be there. But I never dealt with the TV and the personalities and knowing how to present myself in a certain kind of context, you know. But when I was dealing with, when they told me to come, I met this one young lady that worked there. And I kind of had to ask her. It was like Mos Def, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, and Cameron. Those were the first people, but not in that order. But Nas was first. And Nas was such an invert. Like, I couldn't feed off of him, because he made his own tempo. He made the show come really, really, really down. So at being me, that's when I first figured out how to take control of the shows. And after that, I did 15 shows after that, you know, dealing with them. And on TV, they gave me my own digital top 10 countdown on New Year's morning It was beautiful. They gave me a beautiful position. But where the situation changed is when they went to Harlem, and they went to Harlem, that's where 106 and Park is. That's when BET moved there. And when they moved there, the first show I was scheduled to be on happened to be on Tuesday, 9/11. So that was the last time I dealt with the show because everything was crazy and I had to fly back home. And I was stuck in New York for 6 days and I was bad. So I never dealt with the people out of that, but it was a beautiful run.
Right. Well, it sounds like it, man. That's an experience anybody would love to have. But I'm gonna play Sometimes featuring Razzcast, some of your music for our listeners.
Yeah, this off my album Landmines. It's called an Amped Up Mix Nation Landmines. It's a cold playlist of the best music you're gonna hear, and like, you know, conscious music. You know, they call it backpack, but it was just kind of funny when, you know, the Kendrick Lamar thing, you know, is happening, and he's on a backpack vibe. So at some point, I kind of knew that the industry was going to change to a more conservative type of conscious way of speaking rather than speaking negative and speaking, you know, weird stuff. I knew the world was going to change, and this is Sometimes with Razzcast and Moni Love. You remember Moni Love? She was back in the day with Queen Latifah and stuff. So that real backpack rapper might got a shot now if he kept himself healthy.
All right. All right, everybody. Put your ears on this Sometime.
It's I, though. Mr. Long from Black Sheep. Guess we the white crow. Tell your bitch. Razzcast, I pull such fat out of ass. Put it in a lift like life, bro. Yeah, yo, let's get it. Come on. Hip-hop never died, she got buried alive. So I gave her CPR, she just barely survived. The record exec told me, I'm too smart for my own good. Cold for uppity, nigga, I spoke with a long hood. The black, white, supreme, like you got on the wrong hood. Nathaniel and Venice, like you on the wrong hood. Homes, I'm strong in the force, it's more the force. Swerving the horsepower, in the nerve of the source. To lead me out the top of DMC, I burn it, of course. Had every news standing, fuck rap, I want a divorce. Take that back, I want half, so I go on the purse. Born cat, probably convert before I go in the dirt. Glad that they think to dig me up and warm in the corpse. Fuck it, I'ma be dead, Romney, buy me a church now. Find if you search, who really murdered the verse. The murder really happened, I just floated reverse. Call it a curse to be so lyrical, my umbilical was bone in the nerves. Was grown in the first, second, I took a breath, took a step, look at the way I rep the west. Fuck respect, cut a motherfucking check. It's alright though, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, we the white crow. Tell your bitch rad cat, we'll pull something fat out of rag and put it in a lips like lipo.
Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit, and that's why haters should get off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I won't quit. That's why females be on my
list. They asking why you still rhyming, Mo? Because I can't, so now you goose is cooked. What you worrying for? You the man, though. Y'all niggas kill me, try to age my stage. When I'm in a bracket by myself, y'all niggas surf my way. Try to shut me out of shit, you ain't a heritage, yo, that's comedy, son. Spit the roast in every coast with certifiable lungs. Insane flow, my name Mo. At a NIE, I'm epitome, MCEE. Can't talk, stop surrounded by smoke and mirrors. The biggest fear is the contradiction of the appearance, yo. I let her listen to these moist in the ass dudes, pitching chicks against each other, putting out fast food. Sensitive ass is never surpassed, and send you every word a tribute to what light in the ass is. They got the nerve to call it practice, and I'm supposed to derive you niggas kicking up all the whackness. You optimistic, man, my sounds are blackness. Rectify the illest up in here with lyrical tactics. Classic rappers, cellophane, you know my name. Quotables from verses of all the biggest up in the game. Yeah, it's pretty ain't, yeah, I said it, it's infinite. You still crushing on me since the middle with no gimmicks. Nationality is British and with Indian Swiss, and that's why y'all dudes be on my dick.
Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit, and that's why haters should get off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I
this airplane headed to L.A., I ain't even bringing no luggage, man. All I got with me is a bottle of Jack and these beats in my back pocket. We got this Oxymorons album to finish, Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back with your boy K. Diddy rolling along with Sir Jinx in the building. Yes.
Yes.
That was hot, man.
I'm having a good time, man. It's good, man. I like when somebody care about real music.
Yeah, that was hot, man. So what else is on the line? What else you got coming, Sir Jinx?
Well, I got my distribution company where I'm putting out these compilations with different artists and you know, a lot of guys got their music. You remember I said they pushed everybody into having their own situation. This is what the Temptations wanted. You know what I mean? Like how artists are in control over their career. This is not what today's artists need. This is what today's artists got out of the past artists wanting to be free.
Right.
They're just standing on the shoulders of artists that were tied down and stuck in a corner with the industry that had it cornered. They could not even express themselves because there's no way they could. Nobody knew how to make 10,000 cassettes. I mean, you know what I mean?
No, they just didn't even have the ability. But hold on, man. We got another caller, man, trying to join us, man.
Oh, for real?
Six,
that's
six,
tight.
661, you're on.
Man, I just want to say, man, big ups to Sir Jinx, K. Diddy, man. You know, I'm tuning in, listening, man, grooving, man. That last track, man, was kind of fly there, man. That's right up my alley, man. That's right up my alley,
for sure, man. For sure. That, I mean, that's why I got a distribution company, and I done gave a couple of deals away, and you know got you know, but I end up making a playlist of music like what you heard. So, the album Landmines is all the same kind of playlist. It's not songs that you know guys gave me tracks and they, you know I want to do this to this girl. I want to and I'd be like, they still the homie, but you didn't make the playlist. You didn't make the concept. So all them songs right there is like just how Kendrick Lamar is taking the industry back to the rap. I knew that was going to happen. So I already got an album out that I just put out actually in June called Landmines. And it's a bunch. I'm going to play some more. They're dope.
I'm aware
they're
so of that,
dope. These are seasoned MCs. You know, you can't sneak past me. That man, I should have cheated a long time ago.
Actually, I'm aware of that Landmines, man. I've been following your career for years, man. We met back in the days. I really ain't got to say my name right about now, but I know you. I know what you do. I've been following you, man. You've been the man. So basically, it's just your time to shine right about now. But that fly pretty music, man, I dig that all day, man. That's my style all
yeah.
day. You the
right.
man.
I appreciate it, dog. And you know, I mean, just because I wasn't out there, I was actually in the science booth, like, you know, really trying to construct something because I'm a part of the league that I wanted the record company to be over with. I wanted the producer to end up being the record company. That's what I wanted to happen because the record company was robbing everybody. So I'm a part of the artist struggle, but now I don't want the artist to be the record company. I never get paid. Now, hey, let's not make the producer be the record company. You know.
Well, as you mentioned that. You ain't never really been out of the loop because people, man, that know your history, man, that, you know you, man, you ain't never really been out of the loop, man. They were just waiting, man, for you to break through the hypocrisy of the industry. And I'm really proud
like,
that you
like,
was able
look
to
at
do
like,
that.
Like the Dr. Dre and like the Marley Malls and them guys, they was like way older than me. So at some point, there was no other time, and there is no other producer except Timberland that really got a slot like that. You know what I mean?
Right,
who really there's no other producers. Pharrell maybe, but you know, at me coming at the time that I came in, it was nobody else to compete with. It was just the dudes that are above me that are still there. Like Dr. Drake's still there.
But I'm from the West Coast, man, and your name still ring bells. I mean, anybody could say your name on any street in South Central, and everybody going to know who you are, man. That right there, and I'm not just talking about hood fame. I'm talking about attributes to your career, all of that matter. If they can still remember your name, you still got a chance in the game.
You gonna rhyme on me too?
Hey man, I'm a poet and I know it. I ain't never been afraid to show it, player. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, yeah. That's the same way. I feel the same way. You know, I was doing it when it wasn't even cool to do. Like that actually got me a way to get home. You know, because the guys where I grew up, they knew I wasn't no gang member. I never tried to be that. But when they saw me going, they was like, he alright, because he do him. And they knew that it was a bunch of people that was around them that was only around for security. I didn't need security because I had me. I knew how I wanted to be. Let a breakdancer walk past a full Western in 106.
I'm already knowing. I'm born and raised in South Central. As a matter of fact, I had the pleasure of meeting you back in the day on Crenshaw. Right around the corner from the park in Leimert, man. My name is Tweed Cadillac. I'm from a group called the Penthouse Players, man. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Tweed Cadillac, I know of you. I can say that.
Yeah, well, we met on Crenshaw one day, man.
I was talking to somebody that actually was that knows you. Like, no bullshit, like. But that's something else. But your name actually came up like within maybe a week. Like I know somebody that know you. You know.
Wow, ain't that God Mac right there? I call that God Mac when an unforeseen force comes into your life and you can't really explain it, but you know it goes down. I just happened to been surfing and said, man, let me check out K Diddy's show and you on.
Like with the Player Ham situation and all that.
Yeah, that's me, homie. That's me. I'm the party rocking player, original Penthouse Players, man. Rolling in the pimp lane, baby. That's me.
Yeah, that's tight, you know, because I swear to God, I don't know who I was talking to, but we already was like, yeah, you know, the Penthouse Players, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, so that's beautiful, brother. This is a mad connection
that's
right
me,
here.
Man. That's me, man. I've been following you, man, you know, as I follow all West Coast artists, man, I'm looking for prosperity among all of our peers and constituents in this game that they happen to call rap. And I'm very proud of you, man, because you stayed down for your crown. And he who does not give up usually wins, you know what I'm saying? So that right there is a big up from my perspective of this game, man, because I see it as faulty as a mother. So I'm glad that you still are able to sustain.
Well, you know what? Let me let you in on something. It's only faulty if you're looking for money. That's when it becomes faulty. But if you because you love to do it, then when a person think they're getting over on you, what if you don't care? That'll backfire on them. They've been thinking they robbing and trying to play stupid the whole way, but what about if I didn't care? What if I just love to do music? I know you're doing what you're doing, but I'm going to just let you keep making this news tighter and tighter as the years progress.
I could dig that perspective because done things for friends and family and homeboys that never got me a dime because I did enjoy doing it. But my problem is with the shady L.A. promoters is that they want you to, you know, come up there and give your talent away for free, and you can't even take your family out to dinner after you done rocked a house for them. Somebody getting paid, you know, they able to leave that venue with some loot in their pocket. So me personally, I'm not in it for the money. But it's a part of the game. So if you can't pay
but
you
know what?
Pay...
My situation, look, let me tell you. My situation was a gift and a curse. It was a gift that I got all that other stuff, but it was a curse. And the curse was that no promoters in Hollywood area would hire me because they assumed I would turn it into a gangster party. And you know what I had to do? I had to get my own clubs. That's what I was saying before. I had my own club. So that's why when I was asked the question about the wardrobe and people would abide by the rules, you know. So, you know, I've been out there a little bit with the
and
whole
and that's only respectable. I mean, that's not, you ain't asking mm-hmm. them to pull teeth, man. You just asking them to respect the avenue that they're traveling in. I mean, that's
yeah.
the roadside, just
but
like
look,
how you mentioned earlier.
At some point, hey, look, let me let you in on a secret. At some point, a promoter that's promoting the show wants you to bring the people. He don't want
exactly.
to bring the and let you perform in front of the people he told to come. He probably won't even tell nobody to come and assume you won't tell everybody to come. That's why, like, promoters are kind of like car salesmen. They
man,
they
shady as
above.
A mother in L.A., man. I'd have found my name on flyers in venues where I had no no idea that it was going down. And then when I stepped to the promoter, he apologized and said, man, I just threw your name on there, man, you know. Let me offer you a little something if you would like to come. I've been in situations like that where I didn't even know nothing about it. My peoples said, man, I saw your
yeah,
name
yeah,
on the flyer
you know
at this club.
That was the power right there to say you can do it yourself. And that's why when I kept getting turned down by them Hollywood fake guys, I started my own party. I did my own party on the same night, the same everything. And I did it real well. I didn't want to do it because I kept going on the road. And when I go on the road and leave a club going on in L.A., you come back, somebody fought, the club got turned down or something. But when I'm there the whole entire time, that's just me doing it for myself. And when I do it for myself, I'm the payer, not the person getting paid. So that should tell you, you should have some on a flyer with just a small get-together, not even trying to make money out of it, just giving the guys that feel the same way you feel a place to chill and drink a couple of, you know, drinks back. That's the only thing I wanted out of it. And I got paid out of it because I didn't want that much. I didn't do the club to get paid. I did the club for other people of my kind to be able to chill, let their hair back. They don't got to, you know what I'm saying? They don't got to look over their shoulder. They're not getting bumped. It's not crazy packed, but it's good. It's ladies there. So it's a brand new start, you know. So
yeah,
like
just like a little party,
start.
Man, just like a party. I dig that. Yeah. I respect that. And that's basically the only way I would get down to this day. You feel me? I would do it
yeah.
for a friend for free just on the strength. But these
yeah.
promoters, man, they can eat a big one as far as I'm concerned, man. They can't get my talent for free because they paying other people.
But you shouldn't actually give them the power to be able to manipulate your crowd. You can do it yourself. I did it. And I had the club on Sunset, everything. Like, it took a little bit of time and a little bit of dressing the part, you know what I mean, and going in there and talking to these people. Like, I ain't finna bring the whole West Side to Sunset. You know, I had to really do it. I made a lot of money at it. It was a real good time. But, you know, the people that deal with my music, they didn't know what I was doing over there, you know. That's how I made my little hustle, you know.
I can
so
dig
I
it.
Do
I
know
can
the promoters usually don't want, are not going to bring nobody to the club. They want the person performing to bring the people to the club.
I understand the philosophy, man. I've been in the game for years, man. I understand the philosophy. You got a good thing going, man. I wish you continued success, man. My question is, how can somebody get in contact with you, man?
Well, dig it.
You got an email address that you're able to give out or something? I'm not talking about a number. I don't need your math, but you got an email address?
Man, I'm really a mole. Like, I'm in the ground.
You got a website, man. I can contact you via that website. I have some business opportunities for you, man. I'm not talking outside of my neck, man. I'm a vet. I ain't no pet, homie.
How
about if I do this off the air, and that way we could do it like that?
Yeah, but I didn't know if we had those. I didn't know if we had that popping right here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want you, man. I wasn't asking for your math or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be able, man. Like, I got some things cracking over this way.
Hey, wait, hold on. It ain't, I don't want for you to have it, but what I want you to have, I don't want whoever's listening to the process. So, I know
why
it's far and everything.
Why don't I do this off the air?
Bunch of people. To call with the same assumption when I don't feel the same way about them. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it. I understand. K. Diddy always say it ain't who you know, it's how you know them. So I respect
you know
that, baby.
So
yeah,
I'll make that
it ain't who you know, it's how good you know them. So,
I'll make that connection off the air.
There you go, man. But, man, continued success, Jinx, man. You really hold it down.
You
the
as
West
well.
In a real
y'all made a name in the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a person that made my little notch. I'm not claiming the West Coast. And I always applaud cats that really made a name for themselves, because there's a lot of people that it just never happened for. You know, and that could be the closest person to me. Then it didn't happen for them. But for you,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It happened more for you than my homie. Or you would be like, you would say his name, like, oh, you talking about this guy. But at some point, everybody don't get the wand. Everybody don't get to carry the Olympic torch.
Exactly. That's true, man, because I tell people, man, because they say, man, you been there, you done that. And then I tell them, look, man, but I'm right here still in the hood, man, where you at, man? Feel me? So,
yeah, but it's money to be made, because now you got an actual situation that has longevity on it. You know what I'm saying? The penthouse players, that's not nothing that happened in 2007. You know what I'm saying? They just go back. It got a brand to it. So, you know, the penthouse players have a show with a nice young. Them type of guys will show up because they are not club promoters. So you got the power by having a legendary name. You put that on the flyer alone, and you're going to get every pimp from this side of the globe going to show up, because they don't want to go to the jiggy clubs. They don't want to go to the place where you got to play table service. You know what I mean?
I understand that already. I understand. I'm too near you not to hear you. I understand.
Hey, what's wrong with the penthouse players line one time?
And we are still players. Ain't nothing changed but the clothes. You know what I'm saying? We are still players. Came into the game, you know, players. Before I had a recording contract, I was a player. I mean, my credibility is like virginity. I ain't never lost it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
In a real way, man. It's been a pleasure. I don't want to take up, man, too much more of your time, man.
I would love to chop it up with you. I'm going to tell you, man, we brothers. We brothers from the same nation, you know, from the same side, the same West Coast gang, the same West Coast situation, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you said, bro. And I do have – you can hit me on my Sir Jinx Facebook. And is 100 with the Surgeon's Facebook. That's the first thing come up and got me in a cream leather, like a cold cream leather. Like, it's like the best jacket you ever seen when you see it. But that would be the picture on it. Nah, not to you, bro, but to the people that listen. But that's
I wish you were out there. You know, you probably got so many fans that I can't even get in. But, you know, man, you can find me on Facebook,
like
just tweet
like
Cadillac,
that,
baby.
No, I keep my circle small, bro. It's not like that. It definitely, whoever hit my Facebook, I will see it right in front of me. I'm on Skype right now. So,
okay.
You know.
So it's just Sir Jinx, right now. Huh?
Yeah, Sir Jinx. My Facebook, Sir Jinx, is cracking, popping right now.
So if anybody out there listening want to send Sir Jinx like a couple million dollars, sent it over here to his assistant co-manager for the day at 4568 Paramount Road.
Okay, I see like a matter of fact, I'm on it right now, man. DJ Sir Jinx, and you got on like this hell of a coat with a black shirt. Is that you? That don't look like you. That must be another
Sir DJ
Jinx.
Sir Jinx. I never put DJ in front of my name, so that
you say Sir DJ Jinx. Is that you?
Yeah, but you said DJ first. Yeah,
no.
With a black. I don't know, but I don't know.
No, you got on like a hell of a sport coat, but that don't look like you, player. It say Sir D. Okay, that can't be you. So.
Well,
it's
hey,
DJ
look,
I'm gonna give it to you. Look, it's Tony Montana. It's Tony Sir Jinx Villa. Okay, got you right here, man. I got you, man. Actually, I'm already your friend, man. I'll correspond with you, man. I'll drop my math in your inbox, man. And, man, much success. Like I said, I ain't trying to take up all your show, man. I just wanted to chop it up with you, man. You a legend in my mind. Feel me? So, it's all to the good.
For sure, young. But holler at me. I will do a penthouse players party. And we'll do lingerie, and, you know, for them to be able to wear the context that we want to do the party with dictates a good party rather than just doing any kind of party. I'll be like leathers and lingerie, like LL, like Cool J, like something.
Oh, man, that sounds gravy, baby. You know, man,
yeah.
We got some ideas, man, that we'd like to chop up with you as well, man. I will tell Ham, man, that, man, we're going to contact you, man. We'll do a conference call or something, man. But much success. Keep mashing, man, and everything going to be all right. Landmines is on the premises.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. One love, man. I'm out.
All right. Yeah. All right. That was my man, Tweed Cadillac from Tweed FS.
Tweed Cadillac. Yeah.
Right here on IMND, Tweed Cadillac, F-I-S-M. All right, we're going to jump to another one of your tracks here, Jinx.
Hey, look, play the Wish one. Hey, play Last Day. Hello?
Let me see if I got that queued up.
It's number 7. Last Days, it's from my homeboy Hot Box. You know what I'm saying? It got Chris Starr, Eastwood on it. And then we got a special guest, Snoop Lion, is on this track. So my man Box, Hot Box, he's a dope lyricist. Check him out.
Yes, he
got
is.
An album out right now. It's called Outside the Box. It's on iTunes. Check out Hot Box, Outside the Box. And this is another guy that's on my album.
Which one am I grabbing? Number seven.
They're gonna like this one because everybody that I let hear it think it's like Music Soul Child but it's doing really good. I'm glad everybody out there that already got it, or this is probably one of the best sellers off of the Landmines record outside of Shoot the Wings Off the Fly by Dirty Birdie. But we're going to get around to it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get it queued up here, man. Give me 1 second here. The system is moving like it's moving, but it's moving.
Yeah, y'all can hit me up on Sir Jinx Twitter, Sir Jinx. Y'all see me. It's right there, Sir Jinx, Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm in that grown school. You know, the cats say the old school, but I say the grown school. So that's when I ain't old, I'm grown, you know. So I call it the grown school. So y'all hit me up on my line, and it's more of the stuff that I care about in my age group. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to relive my past. I did it already. You know? But I did that already.
Say, you did that already. You're trying to do that again.
Yeah, it's the grown school. It's not the old school, not the new school. I'm the grown school. Grown about it. And that's the only things I deal with, the issues I deal with, is just in our, you know, age bracket, you know.
That's understandable, man. But, you know, I'm just wondering what the next generation going to do with this music business.
Well, actually, what's going to happen is there's going to be so many desperate people that one person is going to get the power again. So now it's too many people running to the same door, just like at Sloss and Swap Meets back in the day, when you go in there and tell them no tax, but now all of them is in on it, so now you can't run that line. But now we're at a part where everybody is at one point, and you can say no tax on somebody in the music industry and be able to get in, you know what I'm saying, or just have a new relationship with the industry, because the industry is real small now. There's not a whole bunch of record labels out there. So you got to have a real connection with somebody to be able to get a record deal.
Right. Well, we got the song all queued up, Jinx, so we're going to let our listeners put their ears on this.
This is Last Days from Landmine's album, Amped Up Mix Nation, Sir Jinx. Yeah, we can let it bump. Great, beautiful song.
About me, Father, it's about for you. Can we stop all of this mischief too? You're the teacher and you conduct the classes. Give me the game so I can give it to the man. Don't y'all see everything's not okay? Living in the past.
Lord, as my witness, I look to you for answers. Ain't no way that we can fix this. It's like a plague running wild through the streets. FBI genocide when we all ate the beef. Now who's really to blame for the reason why pops is gone? Mom struggling and I join the gang. Media flashing, glorifying the lie. Neutralizing the problem is their way of saying blacks die. Now figure the time on their hands when they considered work, draw cartoons and send fake faxes to recommend me to smash you cause you plotting on me. They posing as pigs, but them cowards ain't doing nothing but causing riots in the street. I challenge you to see a mountain we can beat, and getting the truth in every line to make you think before you speak, and change the way the game go, cause this ain't what X-King, Bunchy, and Pratt and stand for, believe that.
Hey God, I know you, help me express my feelings, not about me, Father, it's about the children, can we stop this senseless killing? You're the teacher, you conduct the classes, give me the game so I can give it to the masses, can't you see everything's not okay?
The Slauson boys is in the house. And what about the businessmen? They in the house. The gladiators and the bishops is in the house. If the spook hunters come, we'll be running them out. Nowadays, you probably get a gun in your mouth. These young gunners be thugging it out. Don't even know what crippling and blood is about. Sagging, rag hanging, pig and ponytail swinging, and don't know the first thing about banging. See, we the bastard children of the Black Panther Party. Before the red and the blue, it was the color of your body. The black and the white, and it's cracking on sight. Couldn't even go to Eaglewood without having a fight. Brothers had to unite, cause the color of my skin wasn't men. No LeBron, no Tiger Woods, but a bunch of M&Ms. But once they all moved and the dope came in, this is 187, let the games begin.
On the phone with G-Bone, hollering what's going on. Los Angeles is scandalous, but I call it home. These pigs try to twist and put me back in the ditch. Real G plead the fifth, man, my life is a bitch. I used to want to be the Black Panther. I didn't know why until I seen that movie Bastards. This is the movement, and this is just another chapter. Talking to the youth, cause Big Snoop Dogg is the pastor. Open your mind and roll with me, cause I'm giving you game. You gotta try to make a change if you wanna have a few things. Now all that killing one another, when you know that fool mother went to school with his brother, real smooth undercover. CIA, FBI, DEA, CIA, it's all the same thing. It's like when they look at us, they say we all in the gang. Ain't nothing changed.
Hey God, I know you listen. Help me express my feelings. Not about me, Father, it's about the children. Can we stop all of the senseless killing? You're the teacher, you conduct the class. Give me the game so I can give it to the masses. Can't you see everything's not okay?
The world is based on shock value until somebody says, I'm not accepting that.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Yeah, we're back in the building, rolling with our guest today, Sir Jinx, West Coast finest.
Sir Jinx.
Right there in the building.
So, hey, look, it's a 23. It's a young lady that I ran across, and I saw her at a showcase, and... You know the showcases. Yeah, everybody know the showcase name. But you don't know who's actually out there. And one day, Sir Jinx was in a random showcase. And I run across this young lady. And she handling the stage. And it's all rap. Everybody's rap. It was four raps before her and four raps behind her. But when she came up, I'm walking through the room, and I heard her voice, and everybody that's out there that knows music and you can hear something that you like, it'll make you turn around, turn from the bar. I was trying to get a drink, and I heard a voice, and this girl, Kimmy Shondon, she is so dope and cute. She's not like ugly, or she's like real pretty. So, when she getting on stage, I'm thinking it's going to be whatever. And then when she said the first word, I was hooked. I waited around for her to get off stage and told her, I got this album I got coming out called Landmines. And I wanted her to be a part of it. But she said, I actually rap. She was singing the whole time. So this is a song. These are two songs that she gave to me. And actually I'm dealing with her, and she's a dope artist. If people say West Coast don't have no girl talent, I have actually found one on accident. Hanging out with my homie Rick Hart. Rick Hart has a lot of showcases that he do throughout Orange County, Los Angeles, downtown. Rick Hart definitely puts on a bunch of showcases for artists. And at this point, it worked for one artist.
All right.
You get the 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We speak.
And it's Kimmy Shondon.
Not too many female MCs out there right now kicking up no dust. You're really true about that.
Well, the cold thing about this young lady is not too many girls that can sing and rap at the same time. What, you know, you got Lauryn Hill, you got Nicki Minaj, they actually can sing. But we're talking about two girls 15 years apart, at least, you know what I'm saying, that actually were successful at it. So it's a very hard thing to do is to find a girl that can sing and rap at the same time. That's very, very, very hard. And I'm not saying that girls can't rap. I'm just saying it's hard for a girl to have two emotions, because either you're an R&B writer, and just because you're an R&B writer don't mean you can write an abundance of cadence-type style rhymes. You know what I mean? A person that writes a love song writes it in how it felt, but a rap is dealing with cadence of beat and snare and stuff like that, so it has to be pam, 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 to rap, rap, it goes, it's got that, so that actually has to have a rap to it. So right. When you meet a girl that can actually rap, sing, pretty, but not over the top, because, you know, Beyonce is not over the top. That's what made her dope, that she wasn't too pretty. She wasn't too pretty. She just knew how to dance. She did other things. But this young lady is pretty, can rap and sing. Lauryn Hill, Nicki Minaj, and that's the only two rap girls that I knew that can sing and rap. But this young lady can sing and rap and pretty.
All right. Well, we're going to put our ears on. How you pronounce her name, Kimmy?
Kimmy Shondon.
All right, y'all, put your ears on Kimmy Shondon. Tell your family, mama, daddy, everybody that you heard it right here on I Am ND.
Dropping dope melodies, fill the phone. Know my beats tired of the same old song. So let me fill your heads with positivity. Holler back when you see me in them streets. For my beats on a paper chase, just to do nothing to make you catch a case. And keep your head up while you're on the move. And if you got the beat to make the bass go boom, turn it up loud and let your consciousness drown. Erase the sound and let me take you around my world. Indulge yourself in my vivid imagination, baby. Dreaming with variety, north, south, west, coast, and east. Hope you're ready for me, cause I'm ready for your baby. Yeah, yeah, no. Clap to this. Devil. Be diaphragmic versus falsetto, I'm a rebel. When it comes to size, you got several. I live on the edge, you be careful. You're never minded, defined it, blinded, peripheral. Let this industry get the best of you. You ain't even doing it for love, it's for the hustle. To make these real artists like me go through the struggle. I thought you knew, mission I live off a bull alone. Just put originality back in our zone. That's why the down quest that you in ain't taking music nowhere. So open up your minds and explore all the possibilities. Yeah. No, 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 no. Oh, oh, oh.
Do what you want
to do. Oh, oh, oh. And clap to this.
Do what you want
to do.
I can't stand to see you leave. Right back to the earth that's completely beat. Though you ain't hit, it's holding down my soul. And God keep telling me to let you
again. My bird got too low, I'm leaving them back.
About Jesus, took me to church on Sundays, got the creepers, people jumping around, falling out from the preacher, laying hands on heads, having languages to spirit creatures, sometimes scream when they jump too close, I thought it was the devil, but it was the Holy Ghost, she told me to leave the room, my tears were unbearable, highway to heaven, couldn't capture her in my parachute, my Uncle Will was my second daddy. Used to check these knuckleheads, trying to get the snatchy. Ha! Remember those days coming out from the skating rink? Me and my friends, sometimes he was buzzing out on the greenery. 14 carrots grilled out and was yelling, bring your asses on, them some no good fellas. And on the drive home, we be asking questions. And he put us on game of parents didn't tell us. I can't stand to see you leave. Right back to the earth that's completely beat. Though you ain't hit, it's holding down my soul. And God keeps telling me to let you
again. My bird got too low, so I'm leaving them back. Again, my bird got too low, so I'm leaving them back.
My Uncle Gary, they caught the mochi. Kip a fresh pair of cons, khakis, Levi's, priest. Afro 360 degrees. Mama road dog, youngest of the siblings. Oldies bumpin' smoky Ohio players. 40 ounces in a bag, chomped out 31 flavors. Real talk, I lost my big brother. Hold so deep, internal bleed, recover. My baby up in heaven. God said he forgave me, but myself I didn't. And it was hard to look at me in the mirror. Then turn lesbian, but on some fucking niggas. I let it simmer till my heart got bitter. Coward to kill myself, but live my life as a quitter. Bitch ass nigga, I know a lot done killer. One phone call out would've been done dealer. Got in the word and I searched the scripture. Prayed the prayers of David, my God's my avenger. And when the rap falls, bless him with the ball. Lesson learned for the cause, the call. It's heavy on my life, I miss my brother Bryce. Late night freestyling melodies always be on the keys in the lab. We got ink to the tab. Internal grief, I was mad, you had to leave. I can't stand to see you leave. Right back to the earth that's completely beat. Though you ain't hit, it's holding down my soul. And God keeps telling me to let you
again. My bird got too low, so I'm leaving them back.
Yeah, that was Kimmy Shine Down right
okay,
there.
Okay, you girl Miss Dramaganza.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was Kimmy. Go ahead, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
hey,
was
but look. So where we at? I got to get number six, No Struggle, and that's what Bishop Lamont, you know, Bishop Lamont was, you know, the guy that was on Aftermath with Dr. Dre and that situation. But this song is a real spiritual song. So all the songs on Landmines are of the same context. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here. I hear you.
Yeah. So
trying to get that loaded up for you.
Yeah, but all the songs are the same context. Like they're still like inspirational. They're still conscious. This is not like stripper music. This is not what this is. This is kind of like real hip hop, like without all the separate attractions and a guy that can rap that be in a strip club. This is not that. This is guys and females that really know how to rhyme. We not talking rap. We talking rhyme. how many people know how to really rhyme four times a line rather than rapping on the mic on the MIC, want to do it in the place to be. That was one, that was two rhymes per line. These people I pick know how to rhyme four times per line. So if the rappers is out there or the poetry people, I'm saying that every word in the line matched the next line. And that's when you rhyme four times per line. And that changes everything. So if you think you're a writer and you want to write a song and your rhyme, the only thing that's identical is the last word of your thought. What about if every word in your thought rhymes? That's
right.
Eminem status. That's Jay-Z status. That's why they're different type of rappers, because they can rhyme more times per two line, more times than two. And that
right.
Would be the last.
I got you. I got you queued up now. No struggle.
Yeah.
So put y'all ears on.
My homie, this is Mikael. Mikael is one of my guys that deal with the little.
Hello. Jinx, you there? I think we might have lost him for a tad bit, but we're going to play this track. You know, struggle.
What happened?
I don't know. We was looking for you. Just went out for a minute.
Oh, no, I was right there waiting on you. I said, what's up? I'm right here with you. Let it burn.
Yeah,
let him hear.
All right, here we go.
This is for your so
about you. Ain't that messed up? Boy, this girl's a trip. Either they keeping you down or they pulling you down. Clip your wings so you can tail spin and hit the ground. We all here together on this spinning rock, trying to make some sense of this life we got. And I ain't met a man yet that got all the answers. And I ain't been nowhere yet where they not fighting cancer. I seen a good prison system that gives second chances. What's the hate for? What's the war for? Well, ask Wall Street. It's probably why they stock soar. I'm just a dreamer, you know, John Lennon. But what do I know? My head stays spinning. A world full of hunger where people can't make it. They say we ain't got it. Man versus food to waste it.
I'm moving and I won't look back, no.
To conform, yes, life, but there's more. Let me show you this story. I struggled so far to cover up these scars. The devil is so real. I feel him at work. Feel him breathing. It's burning my shirt. Both at one time, the gift and the curse. But no, just way back to go on my mind first. Lessons I've learned, the heads that I've turned. It's not their concern. Watch as they burn. I rise to the top. None of us can stop. We own the whole block. The doors is unlocked. While all these jobs drop, they claim they saw cops, but we saw nothing, so we don't stop. Cool as three pops, the cold is three knocks, the drugs and bull stop. First I heard pops, yeah.
I'm moving and I won't look back, no. I'ma get what's wrong and get where I need to be. Won't let nothing get me off track, no.
Yeah, it's a part of my story, no struggle.
Yeah,
it's something fantastic. I
opportunity to give back to the people's children. Champion, they are stars in the making. Heroes of tomorrow, future rearranging. No holds barred, got life in a chokehold. Blasted through walls, leaping over all obstacles. Green light, gold, negative to rear view. Matter of fact, thanks for letting me share rhythm with you. For the chance to experience something genuine. Full count, knife in and grand slam, the last pitch. Fireworks, crowd cheers, we all yell victory. Reflection in the mirror says no one's better than me. That's the attitude that you must have. Any negativity, leave it in the past. Direction in front of you should always be perfection. Stay humble at all times and thankful for the blessings.
You back, you listen to K Diddy and I Am N D, just the World Movement Records thing, you know what I'm saying? We've been rolling along with Sir Jinx, West Coast producer, worldwide.
But you feeling the music, you feel the inspiration, like on the playlist that I chose to use on Landmines, it's on iTunes right now. It's a double album. I actually brought down the price. It's a real good selection of maybe, wait a minute, let me look right here.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left, so throw it out there to them. So
yeah,
they
it's, it's 32 tracks on a record. It's very good. Hey, you want to play another one? Let's play another one. Can we play another one?
Got another. We only got a minute left, bro. We're going to have to do part two.
Okay.
On this one.
Okay, well, play number 11 if you can get it. That's my movie, Lambo Lux.
Think we got
as we going out.
On the show. Let me see if I can get it for you.
And this is Lambo Lux, and he did The Heart of Love for Lil Wayne. So he's like a real talented artist out here. And this song is called Climax and Baby. If we can get it in, we get it in good. But this is a dope song off the Landmines album.
What number is that?
Amped Up, Big Snakes, and Sir Jinx, huh?
What number?
11. And this is Climax by Lambo Lux. And if we can get to the other one is called Baby 3.0. They're together. But on my mix, on my albums that I put out, some songs might come with two songs. So that's the dope part about my mixes is that you might get a lot more of the artist rather than 1 minute or 2 minutes of the artist. You might get 6 minutes of the artist if you like them.
Well, that's what's important, though. Keep putting out.
Yeah, that's number 11.
And huh? People are going to keep listening.
Well, we had one of the homies listening, so if he cannot be the only one listening. You got to have like a little good one. That's your name, K Diddy. Your name is K Young. No, but me and you K Young.
Hey, man. Still trying to keep it going. Gonna keep it going because failure is not an option over here. You know, World Movement, boy, been around since 1990. You know, so.
But, you know, I also wanted a link. I also wanted you to send me a link and I can send the people that's on my Facebook. They don't even know I'm here. But next time,
this
door
is recorded so they can hear all this show so they can get this one. So. It'll be available for everybody in like a minute. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't gonna miss it. They can still get it.
Yeah, we like 1:23:24.
Yeah, they can still get it. You know, that is not a problem.
Yeah, well, this would be a good one.
Yeah. problem for them. That's
you hit that number 11, they're going to even be more happy.
Yeah. Well, it's uploading as we speak, so it shouldn't be nothing but a hot second. And
peace out to all the DAP cats and to the wax cats.
Yeah, here you go. Lambo,
that was a
cold.
Y'all. That was a cold.
Okay. What's next? Damn. Let's go. DJ. All you wanna talk about is how we met. What you gonna do? What comes next, girl? All you really want is for the climax. And I know.
Hey,
yeah, I know.
Hey,
I
hope
you see you say it all the time. I miss you. We've been through a lot of shit. So the only thing.
Fly as hell, lenses wide as hell. Lambo on the block, yeah, I'm riding well. Care speaking through the watch, baby, time tells. And it shows like TV, Seinfeld. And you was one of the few that said I'd blow up. The first stage I hopped on, you showed up.
And every button in my life, girl, you sold up. And there's no wait a minute, so there's no hold up. You warm like the loose scarf on my shoulder. And I'm enlisted in your war like a soldier. So if you question it, if we ever going up, yep. So put that in your
phone. All you wanna talk about is how we met. What you gon' do? What comes next, girl? All you really want is for us to climax. And I know, yeah, I know.
Not just hear you say it all the time, I miss you. We've been through a lot of shit, so the only thing left is to climax.
For a man in your life, just count to three. Like one, like two.
I need to come twice when we get to three.
Cause I need you like church on a Sunday. Cause you feel like presents on Christmas. Don't fly like a jet on a runway. My love, you don't wanna miss it. Yeah.
Drunk off a boob and sangria. I try to tell a move for them goofy stand. Peter say I heart skip a beat. Every time I see a little shawty got the fever. I ain't talking Justin Bieber. Ain't crashed up the coupe, but that was just a beam. I hung the phone up like damn, that was just a ring. I be headed to play tennis, but first give me the bending. Lay my game down flat and make shawty climax.
All you wanna talk about is how we met. What you gonna do? What comes next, girl? All you really want is for us to climax. And I know. Hit the liquor store, then I tell her, I love y'all.
get ready. Yeah.
And while she dripping down my chin, I'm thinking how much I like her. She my Jaeger, I'm her mic surge. Sip and get a light surge. Think I can fly like the bird. She got me riding the curb, watching me swerve. I like a VSO Henny shot. She like top shelf private stock. Long Island with the ice, keep her on the rock. She got the apple martini bottom lemon drop. And we together, tequila sun rising. No chaser, no lime swear, I just wanna taste her. Empty out, then go and replace her. I'm at the bar with a tender about to drink up. Miss Senorita, my margarita. If you're Bloody Mary, you won't make it to the suite, nah. Take you to the crib like speakers we beatin'. You the reason why I got them AA meetings. I think I drink too much, but girl, you taste so good. It's Lambo, yo, detail. I think we some alcoholics.